Great is thy faithfulness. Also, Pastor Parabiano Pupit, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Bless you.
Amen. And welcome to the Sunday School. Amen. As Pastor Alex usually says, Sunday School is for the young ones and the young in hearts. Amen. We also greet our brothers and sisters from Dublin Christian Fellowship as they are online with us. God richly bless you. Amen. As we start our Sunday School, I will invite our dear brother Ezra, if you can please come and open with a word of prayer. Amen.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
yes,
we thank you for gathering us today this morning.
Thank you, precious
to have this
Lord.
Opportunity to come together, to be able to listen to the Word of God. And Lord God, as we listen to this Sunday School, we pray that you bless us and help us to learn something that we can apply in our daily lives.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray that you inspire our precious brother. May you help him to bring something that can help us,
yes,
the youths of this day.
Yes, Father.
We ask for all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ezra. God richly bless you for that prayer. Amen. We have a little thought that we're going to share this morning on the Sunday School. We have covered the dimensions. You know, we took some time, we've covered our series on dimensions. But today, by the grace of God, we're going to talk about the fourth and the fifth dimension in the way. You'll see why, because something came up on the news recently and brought us to this thought again. And we'll see, we're going to share something together this morning, and I believe it's going to be a blessing for you. Amen. So for the scripture reading this morning, we just have the scripture on the screen. So Brother Ed, do you want to read for us the first scripture, please, in 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 4.
This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to the parent, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ed. Anybody else can read for us Ephesians 6, just one verse, verse 12. Yes, Olivia Joy.
For we
wrestle
mm-hmm. not against flesh and blood, mm-hmm. but against
principalities, yes,
against powers, mm-hmm. against the rulers of darkness,
mm-hmm.
of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can see there in 2 Timothy, Paul, the Apostle Paul, is telling us about the last days. So in the time of the Apostle Paul, this was future telling. Amen. But we know that we are in the last days. Amen. And the prophet Paul, you know, the prophet Paul was a prophet, and he is predicting that perilous time shall come. So if we can read it today on the present tense, we'll say, notice that these last days, perilous time, have come.
Amen.
Amen. And then the last part there, we can see that people will be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. But we want to be lovers of God more than lovers of any pleasure of this world. Amen. Now in Ephesians, this scripture is warning us that we are fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is spiritual demons in the dimensions. So we need God's grace to be able to fight against this. Amen. Now, last week, there was a big breaking news. Everybody was talking about it. And I came across it on Tuesday morning after school run. I just went to drop the kids from school. I turned on to BBC4 in the car, and then I was listening to this. So Australia has finally taken the decision to ban social media for young ones. Let's read this. The Australian government passed a new law called the Online Safety Amendment, Social Media Minimum Age. This law introduces a mandatory minimum age of 16 for accounts on social media platform. It will take effect by December the 10th this year, so in a couple of weeks. And parents cannot give consent for under 16 to use this platform. So the government of Australia has finally found out that this beast is destroying the children. And they have come out with the decision, whoa, something is wrong here. So we need to move forward and make this decision. And this was a very bold decision, by the way. The government says that social media ban is needed to protect the mental health and well-being of Australian children and teens. They believe the risk of social media, such as cyberbullying, harmful content, and online predators, outweighs the positives.
Sure.
So if you take social media, you put it in a scale. If you want to balance between the positive and the negative, there's so much more negative than the positive. And this is killing the children. Now, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said, let children be children.
That's right.
This social media is killing our children. Children don't play no more. Children don't have social skills no more. They spend all the time on the screens. Now, this decision was taken because when they did the studies, there was a shocking result in the study showing that 96% of the children in Australia between the age of 10 and 15 use social media. And 70% of those children, means 7 out of 10 children, had been exposed to harmful contents and harmful behavior. So if 96% of the children have been exposed to harmful content, can you imagine? These children are the future of this country. And almost everyone has been exposed to harmful content. Can you imagine the future of this country? The teachers of tomorrow, the prime ministers of tomorrow,
amen.
The parents of tomorrow.
Amen.
So you can see there, down there is the map of Australia,
amen.
With all the social media icons, and then they just ban it. So people start now finding how dangerous this social media is.
Amen.
And we as children of God must be even more aware of these things. Amen. Now, when we did our studies on the social media, which falls under the fourth dimension, we went through this in pretty much details. But today, by the grace of God, we're going to review a few of the things just to remind us how important it is to keep away from these things, because this beast is the beast of the 21st century that we are facing today. And we need the grace of God to help us against this beast. Amen.
Now, we're very familiar with this diagram. We've used it when we're covering our series on the dimensions. So just a quick review so we can refresh our mind. The prophet has taught us about the dimensions in many sermons, in Countdown, in the series on demonology, in the sermons of enticing spirits, and many other sermons. The prophet has taught us about different dimensions. So if you remember, as we explained it previously, these dimensions are classified from the highest level of holiness, which is God, to the lowest level, which is where the demons and Satan himself live. So we have the first three dimensions right in the middle, first, second, and third dimension, which is light, matter, and time, which makes up the environment where you and I live. To have life on earth, we need light, matter, and time. We are subject of time. We are born, one day we die, we grow up, and so forth. So in this earth, we live under the influence of light, matter, and time. That's why we put this little globe of the earth right there. Now, if we move a little higher in terms of holiness, in terms of spirituality, we got the fifth dimension, which is the realm of angels. And since Christ brought all the dead in Christ up there, there is also the region of the dead in Christ who live in the sixth dimension. We know this more where the prophets explained it to us on the vision that he had when he went beyond the curtain of time. Amen. Now, if we go even higher than the angels is the realm of the Word, which is God himself, the seventh dimension, the purest of holiness that you can get. That's God and God himself. Amen. The prophet calls this the dimension of the Word. Amen. Now, below us, on the fifth dimension, so when we say above us, it's not above there, above the sky. That's how our mind understands it, but this is just a different dimension. Amen. Now, below the human dimensions, the light, matter, and time, there's the fifth dimension, which is the dimension of demons. Amen. So you can find different compartments there. It's just level of demons. We have the region of the dead, who are condemned, the lost souls, those who died without believing Christ, without believing the message of their time. They go on that dimension where they are tormented. Then a little below, you have the region of the demons. And then down below, you have Satan himself, the master of all evil. Now, we know that when we read the Bible and the way the prophet explains us, that in that first compartment, in the region of the lost, there was a little place called paradise, where everyone who died with the hope, waiting for the Messiah, everyone who died before Christ came, was going to that place. And when Jesus Christ came, you remember when he died on the cross, he went down to hell to take all those who were waiting for him, Abraham, Moses, Job, and all that, not Moses, Abraham, Job, and all the others, and then Jesus took them and brought them to the sixth dimension to rest. Amen? Now, the fourth dimension, which we're going to focus again today, you can see it's parallel because everyone, God and Satan, use the fourth dimension to contact man. This is the dimension of science, communication. Amen? And this is also the dimension that the prophet explained to us, where people who are gifted visions, they tap into it to see things that you and I cannot see. Amen. Now, it's very important to understand that dimension evolve with time. We've covered that in details. These dimensions are not static. This dimension changes. The prophet explains us that there was a time where hell did not exist because Lucifer was first an angel of light. Then he sinned against God, then he was cast down. So before, hell did not exist. And one day, hell will be no more. Sure. Amen. So this dimension, depending on the relationship that we have with God and the situations. Now, If there is one dimension that has really changed significantly over the past century, is the fourth dimension. This dimension has evolved seriously. With the development of science, technology, and internet and social media, there's so much that has happened in that fourth dimension that was not there before. Amen. Now, to explain it a little bit more, this is where things that we cannot see with our eyes, that we cannot touch with our hands, happen. This area is where our natural eye cannot catch. They require special devices that are configured in a special way to access that dimension. Now, let's give you a little example. You have your cell phones, you have your screen, your computers. There are also certain devices that help us to tap into the fourth dimension. A live example, as we are right now here in Wolverhampton, in our church, we are listening to this Sunday school. We're using these type of devices where Durban Christian Fellowship on the other side in Dublin are connecting to a computer through an app called Zoom. So what these tools do, they take my voice and these images, convert it from digital to analog. They go through the ether, which is exactly the fourth dimension. They cross over through time and space. They reach Dublin through a computer. They catch the same voice and image, and the same computer convert it back from analog to digital so they can hear us and they can see us. So that's how the fourth dimension works. Amen. Now, the prophet speaks a little bit more about it on this quote, Countdown, preaching 1962. The prophet says, I'll start from the yellow part, there is another dimension, which is the fourth dimension. Because science has probed into it and has found it, and it is radio. In the time of the prophets, radio just came about, TV just came about, cinema and so forth. But today, if we want to talk about it, we'll talk about internet, social media, and so forth, because it has evolved. There is no sense of our body that can detect radio or television over the ether wave. Yet, right through us now is coming people's voices. Right through here is coming television pictures. But we have nothing in us, in our human capabilities, no way at all to contact that in ourselves. It takes a crystal or some sort or a magnet to contact that. But it speaks that there is another dimension. Now, that's the fourth dimension. Just to understand what dimension we are talking about. Now, during the 50s and the 60s, when our prophet was still alive, he warned us so much about television, about cinemas, even about landline, telephone landline. The prophet said, under no circumstances a Christian should go to a cinema to watch a movie. The prophet said, no, 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 do not do that. The prophet spoke seriously against telephone line. Amen. Why? Because these tools are good tools. You can use it for the glory of God, but the devil can use it also to distract you seriously. You remember during the prophet time, they were using telephone line. Other churches were hooking up online to listen to the prophet's preaching, like we're doing today with internet. But the prophet said that the same telephone, people sit on the telephone line for hours and hours gossiping and talking about things that don't help their souls. And that the devil uses this distraction to steal precious time that you spend with God. So if back then telephone was so evil, how much more today? Can you see how far we have moved from telephone? Today, landline, it's really nothing for us. What we use today is these devices. The prophet mentioned that, yeah, people stay on the telephone all day instead of keeping their home spiritual, and that the enemy uses this channel to spread wrong influences. Now, if yesterday it was cinema and television, today we carry the very pit of hell in our pockets. Wherever we go, we carry these devices. It's very dangerous. Amen. So man has found the easiest way and the quickest way to hell, to the fifth dimension. All you need to do is just click and you stretch to the fifth dimension. So we need to be careful. Amen. The world system and the advancement of technology has conditioned life today to the point where it's almost impossible today to live without technology and without internet. Name me one single activity in this life where we do not use technology or internet. Let's think about it. What? Farming? Even farming, people need technology or internet to do marketing about the products that they're producing. So internet is everywhere. I don't think of any activity today that do not use technology or internet. Now, maybe we don't realize it, but when we become fully dependent on something, that's the easiest way to become a slave to that thing. And today, life has made it so that we have become slaves of technology and internet. We need to be very careful. The biggest problem that we're facing today is entertainment and time consuming. The devil wants to do everything he can to consume our time. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, redeem the time for the days are evil. Amen. Now, we must acknowledge that social media is a serious problem and it has negative impact on our Christian walk. That is absolutely true. We cannot deny it. Amen. Today, it is absolutely undeniable. We are all facing this beast. We struggle, almost everybody struggling, young and old. We're struggling how to win this situation. Young people are so hooked to this to the point where they become addicted at a very young age. And on the other side, parents also are facing the same issue. Parents themselves are hooked that they can't even tell the difference and how to help the children. So the first step to find a solution is to admit that this is a problem. Amen. We cannot deny it anymore. Even the world is finding it a problem. If Australia has come to that decision, they sit and say, what is going on? Our children are dying because of social media. And after Australia has taken that decision, now we can hear other countries, Denmark also say, yeah, we're also thinking of doing the same. Maybe we'll ban social media up until 15 years old and so forth. But what are all these other countries waiting for? You know why? Because these same companies, they pay so much tax to the government and they're almost powerless before them. Now, you remember we did this exercise, we ask our young people, you remember we ask you, what do you know and so forth? And these little icons seems so simple, beautiful colors, they look so innocent when you look at it on your phone, but every single one of them can lead you straight to hell. Once you click onto it, it takes you straight to the fifth dimension. So you need to be very, very careful. Amen. So this is what our light, matter, and time in this dimension, what we can see with our eyes. But if God can open your eyes to see what happened behind these icons, this is exactly what is happening. The fifth dimension is pouring so much information into your brain to the point where people are going insane. And imagine if already from the youngest age you're exposed to so much evil. What's going to happen when you grow old, when you grow up in the same environment? So we have the responsibility to protect you against these things. Amen. So this is, you can see people walking around. You see, they look normal. They look humans. But in the spiritual world, this is what is going on. They are bombarded with so much evil from the fifth dimension. And we need to be careful, saints. This is what we're facing in this world. Amen. And if you're not careful, you'll be flooding in so much demons around you that you cannot cope anymore. You remember the vision the prophet had when he was sent down to hell? He said he was falling to an endless pit. He cried, Papa. Papa was not there. He cried, Mama. Mama was not there. It felt like you were so tormented, and all this icon can turn into little demons tormenting you. So we need to be very careful. Amen. This is dangerous. Let me ask a question. 26, we're almost done. Have anyone heard of the term FOMO? F-O-M-O. You've heard about it. The fear of missing out. And there's another term going on now, FOFO, F-O-F-O, the fear of finding out. These are new diseases that people are facing with anxiety, fear, depression, the fear of missing out what's going on in the media. People cannot sleep anymore. Every time they just want to check what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. It's like they're afraid to miss something. Now, the impacts of screen time under 18. I know during our series on dimensions, we went through it into details. We looked at statistics and so much. We're just going to mention these 3 points. In 2024, this is last year, the reports highlighted that children aged between 5 and 16 here in the UK spend at least 6 hours a day on screen, with kids that are a little bit older, between 11 and 14, increase their daily usage around 9 hours per day on screen. Now, by the age of 11, there is a staggering result that showed that 91% of UK children already possess a smartphone, which is a key driver to increase screen time. Now, let not wait to reach 96% like Australia to make this kind of decision. Maybe this is the time for this country also to wake up and say, our kids are dying. We need to ban social media. Amen. Now, the like as measure of self-worth. For many teenagers, the number of likes or the number of comments and the number of followers they receive become a direct measure of their social status. If I post something online and people don't like it, they go sad, they go mad. And people that like your post and everything, it's strangers, people you don't even know, people you've never met. And today, people measure their social status against these things. I don't know, this is really dangerous. Now, if you're a Christian boy and a Christian girl, if you spend this amount of time on screen, or even half of this time, this is a serious problem. This is an alarm, we need to wake up, amen. The prophets talked to us in Satan's Eden, we're almost done. He said, this is the best advice that the Malachi 4 can give you, and I hope you receive it, amen. He said, read the word and study it, amen? Study it with the eyes of God to give your intellectuals understanding of how that we should live in this present day. In paragraph 13, he said, but I thought I'll try to bring something to your mind with these scriptures I got written here that will enlighten you to know, to make you a better soldier in the field that you're fighting in now, to learn the tactics of the enemy. What are the tactics of the enemy? Social media. Amen. So that you can block everything before it gets to you. You see, that's the main thing. It's to learn to keep the punches of the devil off of you as much as you can. This is our duty to do it. God won't come down to do it for us. We have something to do, and the Holy Spirit will help us. Amen. Now, young people, listen. We said this before, we're going to say it again. If your parents feel that you are not of age yet, and you cannot handle social media, or you cannot handle a smartphone, trust your parents. Amen. Nobody else loves you more than your parents. Amen. God has blessed you with parents in the Lord. Amen. And even if you're a young believer in the message, you don't have daddy or mommy who's a believer, trust your pastor. Go and speak to your pastor. God has appointed him there to help you. Amen. If your parents feel that you are of age, you are mature enough, and you can handle a cell phone, a smartphone, or social media, and they trust you with it, use them wisely and responsibly. Amen. Pray every day so that the grace of God will help you so that you cannot fall into this. It is dangerous. Amen. If a person starts a conversation with you, flirting with you, or having a crush on you on social media, don't keep it for yourself. You need help. Go talk to your parents. Go talk to your pastor. They are there to help you. Amen. Don't start talking with someone that your parents are not informed or people are not informed. Don't start secret chats under the pillow at night. It is dangerous. Amen. Now, please do not share pictures on social media. Do not do it. Please do not. You have no idea how many people have their reputation destroyed and their life completely ruined for a single mistake, a moment of weakness. They send a picture to the wrong person and that's it. Amen. You'll make a certain mistake. You'll go pray for it. Oh, God, please forgive me. Okay, the blood of Christ will forgive you for that. But remember, that prayer will not go and delete that picture on that person's phone. It will stay there. So be careful. Amen. Now in closing, we're almost finished. We have the responsibility to protect our children as parents. The world is going mad. They see it, but they cannot do anything. At least the Australian government is trying. Amen. But if you go on the news, many people are already fighting them. Even children are saying, "Ha, they're trying. I'll take my mom's phone, I'll use my mom's details and open another account." Can you see how people are getting mad? Now, the fourth dimension is real, and the fifth dimension is a real threat. We need to wake up. Let's not ignore it. We have the word of God. God has given us the word. Let's get into the word. Amen. Like the prophet said, let's study the words, and God will give our intellect the understanding of how to combat these things. Amen. In closing, we'll finish with this scripture in Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. When thou comest into the land which the Lord God, the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of these nations. Amen. Christ said, you are in this world, but you are not of this world. Let not follow after the abomination of these nations. Amen. God richly bless you. Amen. That was our Sunday school. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Precious Lord, thank you for Malachi